Y99.3. Chris, Tuesday morning right now. Sunshine, 56 degrees. It's going to be sunny today. High of 76. Tonight, mostly clear. Low of 51. Tomorrow, warming up a little bit. Sunny, high of 81. Well, if you encountered the most intelligent individual in human history, how would you want them to use their gift? Now, the possibilities would be endless, and the reach of this power could potentially save millions of human lives. In his new book, Miracle Man, Bill Leibowitz presents the story of Dr. Robert James Austin, a modern-day Superman who possesses an extraordinary intelligence. And this morning here in the Breakfast Club, we welcome Bill Leibowitz. And to talk about his new book, Miracle Man. Hi, Bill. Mark Simpson with you. How are you?
I'm great, Mark. Thanks so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Bill, just off record, you've been practicing entertainment law for several years now. What your reaction to the sudden and tragic death of Robin Williams?
You know, I was just dumbfounded by it. I'm a huge Robin Williams fan. I think he really was a comedic genius and an extraordinary performer. I saw him years ago when he was doing stand-up at maybe his peak, and it was just dumbfounding. I mean, he was just so talented. It's terrible. The demons that some people have in them that ultimately overcome them, it's a very, very sad thing because he was there aren't any like him. I think he was truly unique.
Yeah. How did you become an author? Because I mentioned you've been practicing entertainment law. Is this something you've always been doing?
I always had a real interest in writing. You know, in law, you don't do creative writing. I, being a contract lawyer, you know, and a business lawyer, do a lot of nonfiction writing, and that has obvious limitations, and I always really did want to get into creative writing, but I was looking for a story that really interested me, and ultimately, I came up with the idea of Miracle Man, and aside from certain humanistic messages within the book that sort of are undercurrents in it, one thing that intrigued me was the idea of creating a modern-day superhero who was believable. In short, he's not flying through the air. He just has this extraordinary intelligence. And someone who devotes his great abilities to doing good things for people. Here he's curing diseases without the desire to be a celebrity, because I think something that's kind of eaten up American society is celebrity and meritless celebrity. Like all of these reality TV people, it used to be to become famous you had to do something extraordinary or have extraordinary talent. Now we have people who become famous because they're famous. It's so weird. So with Robert James Austin in Miracle Man, he actually doesn't want to be famous. He just wants to do amazing things for the good of society. I just thought that could be refreshing and inspirational within the context.
Question on his book. Hi, Bill, you back?
Yes. Sorry I lost you there, Mark.
No problem. Hey, Bill, I guess let's go to your book, Miracle Man. Why did you create this character? It's like incredible intelligence, even smarter than Einstein.
Yeah, I thought I wanted to create a character who was a believable modern-day superhero, meaning he's not, you know, flying through the air or whatever. He has this incredible intelligence, and he uses it to cure diseases, which garners him a lot of enemies, including the big pharmaceutical companies and certain branches of the government. And I thought because he does not want to be a celebrity, he would be kind of inspirational in contrast to the celebrity culture that we have now in the U.S. that I think has become so overbearing in the media, all these people who really can't do anything, but somehow they're famous. So I thought this individual would be really something different.
Again, I'm talking with Bill Leibowitz. Matt Ray here with you, Bill. And
Hi, Matt.
Yeah, big pharmacy and government, the bad guy in these books. Well, I guess personal experience of maybe thinking that sometimes that's what gets in the way of innovation?
Well, yeah, you know, I actually think something is wrong when in the last 50 or 60 years, Big Pharma hasn't cured even one disease. All they keep doing, and that's what, you know, the Miracle Man thinks, is they just create expensive treatments that people have to take day after day after day. And so when Robert Austin is curing diseases, he becomes public enemy number one to the Big Pharma companies. And I think that actually would happen in reality, because he would be their worst nightmare come true, because he'd actually be really bad for business. So I think there is a reality base in this. And I personally think that the reason why we haven't had more cures, including, frankly, the cure for the common cold, is economics. These companies don't want to cure diseases. They just want to create treatments.
And what's been the reaction to Miracle Man so far?
Well, I've been really, really gratified. It won a Best Thriller National Award. It's gotten lots of great reviews, and readers are saying, will there be a sequel, because there's kind of a surprise ending. And it really has been gratifying. People seem to really identify with the lead character and the storyline. And there are a lot of, you know, twists and turns in the plot that keep people on edge, and it's been great. It's been really a terrific reaction, I'm very happy to say.
Any part of Miracle Man based in truth?
Well, the conflicts that occur, I think, are based in truth, certainly very plausible. His genius is based in truth, but just magnified. I did a lot of research on the nature of human genius and what these people are like as they develop in life. And he mirrors that, although because he is, you know, like 10 times smarter than Einstein, I pumped it up. I magnified it. But it actually does give a pretty realistic look at what someone like this could be. So I tried to keep it credible and plausible.
Miracle Man, again, it's a thriller concerning a reclusive genius who goes up against the government and Big Pharmacy in an effort to cure the world's deadliest diseases. Bill Leibowitz is the author. Bill, where can we find Miracle Man?
You can find it on Amazon in both paperback and ebook, also Barnes & Noble, you know, ebook, iBook, and hopefully your bookstores. And if people want a little bit more information and see a cool video and read some reviews, they can go to my website, miraclemanbook.com, and it's a pretty entertaining website, and hopefully that will whet some readers' appetites.
It's received a lot of critical praise. It was named the winner, the best thriller, 2014 at the National Pacific Book Awards. Bill Leibowitz, thank you so much for joining us. Continued success.
Thank you, and I really appreciate you having me on today.
Bill Leibowitz, again, the author of Miracle Man.